streaming online at krvs.org.
Los Angeles.
The Camel Caravan brings you your second great show, Benny Goodman's Swing School. The regular Tuesday evening session of everybody, everywhere, who gets a lift from this thing called swing. Tonight, the King of Swing presents the world's greatest swing band, the Goodman Instrumental Trio and Quartet, and our sweetheart of swing, Martha Tilton. All brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes.
Good evening, student. This is Benny Goodman. Here we are again with your weekly welcome from Camels and the Swing School.
And what manner of syncopated instruction are you dishing up tonight, Professor?
Doctor, don't be in such a hurry. We'll take up the lessons as we come to them.
Oh, that might be called progressive education.
My, Doctor, you have names for everything, haven't you?
Well, I haven't got the name of your first tune yet. Are you keeping it a secret?
Not from you, Doctor. Page one of tonight's chapter is that good old sweet swing classic, Stardust.
And the school loves it, Professor. Shoot!
Sweetheart of swing, Martha Tilton. This scintillating school marm has a swell new tune entitled If It's the Last Thing I Do. Her lecture is strictly in the groove, and if you like it, well, maybe Martha will let you stay after school.
Thank you. it's the last thing I do. I'll make you mine. Darling, the first thing is you in my design. Just like the moon guards the stars above me. That's just how I'll guard our love. So love me, please love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'll take your hand. And though you won't say a word, you'll understand. I'll build a dream just for two, and then I'll make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do.
When you hear people talking about smoking these days, this has apt to be the conversation.
Say, this cigarette tastes different.
Well, that's because it's a Camel. The Camel people pay millions of dollars more for choicer tobaccos.
Well, this is good going. I'd say that people must appreciate the fact that Camel uses costlier tobaccos.
Well, you know, Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America.
And he's right. Camel's matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, does make a difference. Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America or in the world. The chamber music department swings into line to demonstrate that time cannot wither nor custom stale the charm of a really good tune. The professor, Dr. Wilson, and Dr. Krupa with clarinet, piano, and drums, and that ancient but very vigorous ditty, After You've Gone.
Why, Doctor, weren't you quoting Shakespeare?
Well, yes, Professor.
Well, couldn't you work in something about my kingdom for a Camel?
Let's get on with the program, Professor. Sentimental song with the most appealing title. The professor tells me that the melody is fine too, and Martha Tilton is about to prove it. The title is You Took the Words Right Out of My Heart.
She took the Camels right out of your overcoat too, Doctor, in case you wonder where they are.
Mm-hmm.
took the words right out of my heart when you said I love you. When you said I love you, I stood in a daze a while, for I felt that way too. The moment I saw you smile, I had the words and you in my heart. There wasn't room enough for the two. You took the words right out of my heart and left only room for you.
Much explanation. It's just an old swingaroo and a good one. Yes, Professor?
And may I add, we hope it reflects the spirit of the swing school?
A well-made point, Professor. Tell them what it is.
Why, it's laughing at life, and we hope you're the same.
Sports news in this great sports-loving country is a job that must be done in high gear, at top speed. Until the presses actually start,
A sports editor is keyed to work under tension. Then there's a letdown, and that's when a lift sure is welcome. Stuart Cameron, crack sports editor of a famous press association, says,
"Man, what a delightful lift in energy I get with a Camel when I'm tired. They help boost my energy over the tough spots. I know a lot of America's great athletes intimately. Lou Gehrig, Lenore Kite Wingard, Bill Tilden, Ralph Guldal, Buster Crabb, Gene Sarazen, Carl Hubble. And it's mighty impressive how the champions agree that Camel sure hit the spot."
Sports editor Cameron knows how to pick champions. And he knows his stuff when it comes to cigarettes, because he says,
"I'd walk a mile for a Camel."
Well, I see the professor and Doctors Wilson, Krupa, and Hampton ready to start work on clarinet, piano, drums, and vibraphone. So I feel kind of safe in saying that the Board of Trustees is in session. Professor, what are we about to hear?
Well, now, Doctor, we don't have to introduce this one. Everybody knows Nagasaki.
Right, Professor. Proceed. Something that's far too rare in these times, an extra dividend. And this one is in the form of a third song by Martha Tilton, and we think you'll like it. Don't we, Professor?
We do indeed, Doctor. And I'll make a prediction about this number. It's a brand new song called "Mama, That Moon's Here Again." And I prophesy that it will be one of the big song hits of the winter.
So you can forecast the future, eh? A sort of syncopated fortune-telling?
Just cross my palm with Campbell's, Doctor. Come on, Martha. Thank you.
week, we had an unusual number of requests for the swing choice of the week. We'd like to play everything everybody wants, but we can't. However, we do feel sure that no one will be disappointed in the winner. Today's Killer Diller Boys and Gals, Big John Special.
Big Band Swing Show has Benny Goodman.
And now here's a tip to pipe smokers. A good pipe and Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. That makes just about the tastiest, mellowest pipe smoking there is. PA is crimp cut to burn slow and cool. Its no-bite process makes it easy on the tongue, and its full, rich flavor is a guarantee of smooth, tasty smoking from start to finish. For honest-to-goodness pipe pleasure men, Prince Albert.
Benny Goodman saying good night for Camels in the Swing School. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday.
And so the Camel Caravan rolls on. Next Tuesday, the caravan will return at this same time with radio's first double feature program. Jack Okie College and Benny Goodman Swing School. Both brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. And remember, Camel set you right. Dan Seymour speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
And it's coming your way on 88.7 FM and or KRVS.org. These are the sounds of the Big Band Swing Show. Not done yet. We're staying live on the radio as we listen in on a Glenn Miller live radio broadcast.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to Glenn Miller's music. Once again, Moonlight Serenade, ladies and gentlemen, harmonic herald of some of the nation's finest dance music, sends your way the music of one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller and his famous orchestra. Playing for you this evening, as always, from the beautiful Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City. Glenn Miller and his Moonlight Serenaders. A subtle bit of rhythm starts off our program as conceived in the Glenn Miller style, a symphony in riffs. Just well-nigh on to tops in the old orchestral pastime of ripping it up. And here's more tops in the Miller style, Ray Eberly singing Careless.
Careless. friends think you are smart. If you're not careful, you break my heart. Careless, now that my bridge is all I burn, you're careless, careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be, or do you just careless for me?
Hutton on hand now to voice this grand idea set to a grand arrangement by Glenn Miller. Let's all sing together. All of you regular listeners know as well as I do that whenever the occasion calls upon Glenn Miller to come to the microphone and introduce a number, that you might as well all gather around and get ready for something special, because here it is now, Glenn Miller introducing our next tune. Glenn, what is it?
Thank you very much, Al Robinson. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is rather a special occasion because we're presenting this tune for the first time on the air. It's a grand melody, and we predict wonderful things for it. We just recorded it, and our record should be on the market soon, and you'll hear a lot of it on our radio programs. It's a new number written by Miss Ruth Lowe of Toronto, Canada, and they tell me it's her first effort, and she composed both melody and the lyrics, and it's a very happy combination. If this is any sign of what sort of music is to come from Miss Lowe's pen, it certainly should be wonderful. Here it is for the first time on the air, I'll Never Smile Again by Miss Ruth Lowe.
Ray Eberly's going to sing it, so let's all listen. Glenn has predicted hits before, and this is another, I'm sure. I'll Never Smile Again. For the first time on the air, you've heard I'll Never Smile Again, played for you by Glenn Miller. And Glenn predicts it's going to be one of the season's hits. I'm sure he's right. The lyrics, of course, were from Ray Eberly. A moment now to tell you that this grand music by Glenn Miller and his orchestra is coming to you from the smart, spacious setting of the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City. Well, it does my old heart good to see this tune next on the rostrum. You just all sit back and listen to In the Mood. The dual personality of these Glenn Miller arrangements is exemplified now as we turn from the very solid side to the very sweet side. Ray Eberly to sing Victor Herbert's Indian Summer. If my use of adjectives were as versatile as Glenn Miller is with his pen for arranging, I'd probably be able to figure out something very cute to say about his finale tonight, but I can't. All I can say is, you folks out there, just hold on and listen to his version of Tiger Rag.
Thank you.
as it heralded Glenn Miller's music, so does this lovely haunting theme, Moonlight Serenade, signify the close of another distinctive dance program played for you by Glenn Miller and his famous orchestra. Our soloists, as usual, have been Ray Eberle and Marion Hutton. The arrangements, of course, by one of America's ace arrangers, Glenn Miller. Very soon again, Moonlight Serenade will be inviting you to listen to Glenn Miller's music originating in the smart, spacious setting of the Café Rouge of Hotel Pennsylvania, the Statler Hotel in New York City.
Smart and spacious. I'm Lee Klein Peter, and I thank you for joining us this evening for tonight's edition of the Big Band Swings program. We're live on the radio on 88.7 FM and or KRVS.org.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric world music, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight, right here on KRVS.
Hello there, my, it's been a long, long time.
Dirty Rice, longest running Louisiana music show in the known universe, right here on KRVS every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 p.m.
Oh, I guess I'm doing fine.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles,